Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A powerful blow to the public's trust. That's how Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo describes the conviction yesterday of the man he succeeded, former Speaker Sal DeMacy. A federal jury found DeMacy guilty of using his influence to steer state contracts to a Burlington software firm in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars in kickbacks. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on how the conviction shook Beacon Hill.
Legislators, staff members, and lobbyists gathered in small groups yesterday, mostly outside the public eye, to grapple with the long fall of a former leader. They shook their heads and spoke in hushed tones about tragedy, temptation, and human failing. Many had a hard time reconciling the man now awaiting sentencing with the colleague who spent 30 years in the House and rose to Speaker. Frank Smizek, Democrat of Brookline, was a member of DeMacy's leadership team.
He was a good rep, good leader. He had vision. When he was the speaker, we got health care passed. We got gay marriage. We got several great environmental bills that put us in the lead in the country.
But the national spotlight now is on DeMacy, as the third consecutive House speaker forced from office amid charges that led to a criminal conviction. This verdict is triggering a new round of calls to clean up Beacon Hill. But some lawmakers wonder if anything will change.
I'm skeptical that that's going to happen because we have had scandals in the past that haven't led to the kind of reforms that I would like to see.
Republican Robert Hedlund of Weymouth says instead he's seen power become more concentrated among leadership.
When you have that kind of power vested in the speaker, you're going to see this kind of behavior. I think it tends to lead to this kind of behavior.
And, says Hedlund, encourages low-ranking members to fulfill a speaker's request without asking too many questions, or stifles questions raised in the governor's office, both of which happened in this case. House Republican George Peterson of Grafton expressed some sympathy with DeMacy's plight, but says the way to avoid future failures is with a stronger GOP presence on Beacon Hill.
It's a human failing, temptation, and it's too bad. But until I think we get some balance up here, that's one way that we can slow that temptation down.
Prosecutors claimed during the trial that DeMacy's influence peddling was business as usual on Beacon Hill. House Speaker Robert DeLeo says the charge is unfair and untrue.
And quite frankly, every time I read that, a chill came over my body because that's not business as usual on Beacon Hill. The people that you'll see here are hardworking folks who want to do the right thing by the people that they represent.
DeLeo, who knows he's under tremendous scrutiny, pledges to lead by example. Many lawmakers and lobbyists are frustrated by the sewer, den of thieves, culture of corruption charges applied by some to everyone now associated with the statehouse. Gay rights lobbyist Arlene Isaacson worries that perception will discourage public service in the future.
We need the public involved. We need them engaged. We need them running for office. And if more people were to get involved in their government, it would show people how well this building works.
Governor Patrick says he hopes DeMacy's verdict is the end of a sad chapter for the state. Many legislators agree, but will the next chapter have a better ending? That's the challenge ahead. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.